This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Hello, Vic. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Benji. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. I see, Vic, that our Chevra Kadisha, local Chevra Kadisha here in Johannesburg, has been reaching out to those far away down under to deep dig into their pockets. What's all that about?
So, exactly right. So, it started, I received a call a few weeks ago by the CEO of the Johannesburg Chevra Kadisha, and she made a very compelling case, pointing out that the Chevra Kadisha, as listeners know better than I do, has wide-ranging responsibilities, and that many of the almost 1,000 people for whom it cares do not have family still in South Africa, have family expats around the world, including right here in Australia, and therefore asking, is anything that South African expats here in Australia can do to help the situation? And obviously, it's something which resonates very closely with me personally and with all, I would dare say, former South Africans. And so we had a good chat, and at my suggestion, in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News, there's a half-page advertisement saying, headlined, "You can't take South Africa out of the heart of an expat," which I think is very well put. And there's a letter to the editor by the CEO of the Johannesburg Chevra Kadisha, making the point that state funding for the community is virtually non-existent, that South African community is aged, many with no family, many of the large donors have immigrated, etc. And the important point is that the Johannesburg Chevra has received tax-deductible status here in Australia, and so that people can here make a donation and will get tax-deductible, that it is tax-deductible, which obviously will help. So it's very nice to see that. In addition to my suggestion to place this ad and the letter in the paper, there's a group here which we've spoken about on this program called Alter Zagan. And this is approximately 100 former South Africans living here, retired, in their 70s. And I suggested that the CEO of Johannesburg Chevra speak to this group by Zoom, and to put the case and explain why it's such a worthwhile cause. And hopefully that is going to happen. And just by the way, the founder and the chair of this group of retired ex-South Africans, his name is Brian Fine. And many listeners will recall the name Wendy Fine, who had fabulous cassette tapes in the days of cassette tapes called "There's an Orchestra in My Kitchen" and what have you. Brian is Wendy's husband. And Brian inspires and leads this group called Alter Zagan, and hopefully they will as well be the source of support for this very worthwhile cause. So it's nice to see, and hopefully the South African, the Johannesburg Chevra Kadisha will get the support that it rightfully deserves and needs.
And if I do make the point, Vic, every one Aussie dollar is like 10, I think it's what, 10 to the rand now, something like that?
Yes, exactly. The last I heard it was actually 12 to the rand even. So even $1 will, you know, multiply that exactly, and hopefully people will respond appropriately and help what is a very worthwhile cause, and as we understand, a growing need from a shrinking community.
Yeah, so and with the COVID situation not doing anything at all to help that either. So good on you guys for helping us out there. Now, Vic, Sydney's Jewish community is changing in geography. So what? Everyone's not sitting on Bondi Beach anymore, or what's going on?
Well, you summed it up pretty well. People are still sitting on Bondi Beach, but for those who are familiar with the community, essentially it's divided geographically more or less two-thirds in the Bondi area, if I can call it that way, and one-third on what we call the North Shore, in other words, north of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And there's an increasing move to go south, in other words, south of Bondi. And many of those, because land is cheaper there, property is, the cost of property and cost of housing is cheaper going further south. So it's moving south of the city. And many of those relocating are relocating from St. Ives, from the North Shore, to south of the city. And so what it's doing is setting up an entire new pocket of the community, which is a strength, because I think it's good to diversify and have you know, have members, have communities in different areas. There's a synagogue down there. There's a Jewish school down there, called Mount Sinai College. There's a synagogue there called Maruba Synagogue. And so there is infrastructure, and, it's just an interesting relocation, that is happening.
Now, talking about people moving and Jews in other cities in Australia, calls for issues for moral support for Melbourne jury. What's going on there?
Well, what's happened there is that, I have no doubt that the news has reached South Africa, and that is that there has been in the last 2 months a terrifying spike in the number of COVID cases in Melbourne. And all the fingers are being pointed to a couple of hotels where people were put in quarantine, and unqualified guards and security companies were brought in to be on duty instead of people who were qualified. As a result of that, there was an alarming spike. As a result of that, there'd been about 750 deaths coming out of that cluster. And so the state there of Victoria, which is where Melbourne is, brought in a lot of tough measures, and so thank God the numbers have gone right down now to approximately a dozen a week from a dozen cases a week from in the high hundreds. And so in terms of the Jewish community, what's happened is so just 24 hours ago, there was a concert which was held by Zoom, but with fundraising, etc., and it was called A Letter of Love. And the focus of it was the Melbourne Jewish community, from the Sydney Jewish community, to help them morally, even financially, and because they are doing a tough down there in terms of the Australian context. The limitations are for a funeral, no more than 10 people, for a wedding, no more than 5 people, plus the rabbi in each case. And so the restrictions are still pretty tough and restricting, but thank God the numbers are coming down. And so it was just nice to see this music concert just done as a form of support, just to let, you know, our fellow community members down in Melbourne know that communities elsewhere in the country are thinking of them, basically.
Well, fantastic. It's good to see, and good to understand that the Australian community is connecting together, whether it's Sydney, Melbourne, Joburg, Sydney, Joburg, Melbourne, Perth, whatever it is. And nice to have you bring it to us on the radio this week. We'll chat to you next week, Vic. Have a good Sukkot.
Thanks, Benji. I look forward to that. Good to talk to you.